My guest at this time is Grace Marie Turner. She is the president of the Galen Institute, which is located near Washington. It is one of the most respected healthcare policy organizations in the country. And as usual, Grace Marie is here to help us understand the latest twists and turns in the healthcare rollout. And Grace Marie, it's always good to have you with us.
Greg, always a pleasure. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. A couple different issues we want to get to today. Number one, this one played out on Monday in the White House briefing room. Here is White House Press Secretary Jay Carney responding to the question, will people who select and buy health insurance by December 23rd definitely have coverage on January 1st?
What I can tell you is that we are working overtime to make sure that every 834 form is accurate when it goes to the issues of the back ends. Problems that existed, and I think you've seen a lot of reporting on how that those back-end issues have been addressed and continue to be addressed.
A couple of questions here. First of all, Grace Marie, he's making the assertion that the back-end problems have been essentially fixed and the insurance companies are getting the right information. How accurate is that?
Well, first of all, he's talking in gobbledygook. I mean, how on the earth are the American people who are desperate about losing their health insurance going to understand that answer, number one? Number two, I testified before the House Ways and Means Health Subcommittee about 2 weeks ago, actually 2 weeks ago today, and we talked about whether or not people are going to show up at their doctor's offices, show up at the hospital, and find that they're not covered, thinking that they had health insurance. And one member asked me, what are the chances that's going to happen to somebody? And I said 100% that there are going to be people who think that they are covered. They are not. People who have filled out paper applications, there is no way that it's physically possible to get those paper applications through the website and approved to get people to pay so that they are covered as of January 1. So millions of people are losing their health coverage, probably hundreds of thousands think they have it, and you're going to certainly see probably tens of thousands who show up needing care in an emergency room. And basically what the president has said to the health plans, just pay for it. And either the person is going to actually sign up later, maybe they'll sign up for a different policy, maybe they'll never pay their premium. It's crazy. I mean, the administration is just, it's desperate, and it's doing desperate things because they have created such a mess, Greg.
And there's been reports in the last day or two that at least 15,000 people, the government's admitting at least 15,000 people have paid, and perhaps that information's gotten lost somewhere in cyberspace. And so how did they eventually get a handle on this?
Well, of course, there are two different problems. You've got the federal exchange, which, as we learned, is the back of the end of this site isn't even built. The site that you, in most websites where you check out and you put in your credit card information and you actually pay for what you've selected, that part of the site isn't built yet. And so insurance companies are having to bill directly, find the people. The forms are not accurate. The forms don't have all the information they need. They're having to call individuals back to try to get the information they need if they know who they are. So it is just, I mean, I don't see any way that we're not going to continue to see a cascade of people who are desperate losing their coverage because the forms didn't get through, but the website wasn't built, and then the state websites, we learned that the District of Columbia Exchange website, which is running its own, not part of the federal system, this is where members of Congress and their staff are going to be getting their health coverage. Some people are being billed early. Sometimes people are being billed one or two times. Their bank accounts are being debited for their part of the premium, $800. One woman said, I'm not going to be able to buy Christmas presents for my kids because they've taken the premium out before I had the money to cover this. So the news stories are going to continue, unfortunately, because we're seeing people are really being hurt by this. People in the midst of chemotherapy, people who are chronically ill, they've got a child with illnesses that need to see doctors. They're desperate because they're losing their health insurance, and they didn't need to do it, Greg. It is totally unnecessary for the administration to have created this kind of chaos, and it did it. And the Associated Press poll that was released yesterday proved that the American people think that the problems that they're seeing are the result of this law.
Grace Marie, we're going back to the point you made about the money being taken out excessively from bank accounts and so forth. Is that just a matter of bureaucratic incompetence, or is this just a warning, perhaps, for people who give that type of information to the government?
I think it's really both. And we had a meeting on the Hill last week with people who really understand security issues, and they said this site is an absolute sieve. It's leaking all over the place that anybody can hack into it. And they can hack into it, and actually, if you're online and trying to enroll in the exchange, somebody can hack in and actually load software onto your computers, load a virus onto your computer. So, yes, it's insecure. But I also think, Craig, that the real problem is that they have tried to do that this is a bigger website than any other software system ever built in anywhere on the planet. It is absolutely astonishingly big. Somebody said that the code for Windows 5, built by Microsoft over 25 years, has 85 million lines of code. The Obamacare website has 500 million lines of code. So you can see how huge it is. And many of these state websites have to be equally complex. Oregon has been trying for months. Oregon's website isn't even working at all. So they tried to do too much. It's too complex. They can't make it work. And they did not build security into the system. And as a result, there are members of Congress who are calling for it to be taken down because it is such a security risk to the American people.
We're talking with Grace Marie Turner of the Galen Institute. And Grace Marie, as we all know, we're heading close to the first of the year, and that's when the coverage is supposed to kick in. We've talked about December 23rd is supposedly the deadline for all this. But it's obvious the administration knows that a lot of this either isn't going to get done by December 23rd or isn't going to be processed and certainly passed along accurately to the insurance companies by January 1st. So they are now asking insurers to essentially cover people who have either paid part of their premium or haven't yet paid anything, at least into the first month. What's going to be the impact of that?
Oh, this is, I mean, it's just outrageous. It is exactly like telling Amazon if somebody has something in their shopping cart and they haven't pressed pay yet, send it to them anyway. I mean, that's exactly what the administration is saying to the health insurance companies. Pay for this care and trust us, we'll pay you back later. And to physicians and hospitals. I mean, this is unprecedented. And even worse, the HHS regulations that ordered this are basically saying to the health insurance companies, if you don't comply, we may not allow you to participate in the exchanges for 2015, that they could be kicked out if they don't basically give away health care for free starting on January 1.
Is this setting up the insurance companies to take the fall for whatever happens next year?
Of course. I mean, he's been trying to do that. Same thing's going to happen with prescription drugs when people, you know, show up at their pharmacy and then they don't have any way to pay for it. There's no way that they don't have a car. They just say, well, I signed up for Obamacare insurance. Many people are just thinking that they're going to get free coverage. And apparently the president is one of them.
Grace Marie, of course, back when this bill was being debated, ultimately the insurance industry was one of the biggest cheerleaders for this because they figured, hey, there's an insurance mandate for individuals as well as employers. Everybody's got to buy it. We're going to be raking in the money. Now, these details of the law keep changing day by day. How much sympathy should we have for these folks?
Well, you know, there really was just people had their arms twisted to participate in this. The first person to show up was the now ex-CEO of Pfizer, Jeff Kindler, who was, you know, big buddies with the president in the White House, and he signed up. Once the pharmaceutical companies were in, then other big companies began to see, oh, well, maybe we could get something that could make this work for us. And the health insurers really didn't have a choice. They knew, I think, that even though there was an individual mandate, people having to purchase their product in this law, the enforcement provisions, the $95 penalty the first year just wasn't enough to really make it work. But they didn't really have a choice. They were coerced into participating. A lot of people thought if they didn't participate, they were going to be hammered. Actually, some of the groups that didn't participate were the Biotechnology Industry Association, and they wound up getting an extra tax on their medical devices because they didn't come to the table. So they were afraid Green did not come to the table. And now I think they're really starting to see what government control over our health sector looks like. They don't have the ability to control their businesses. They're being told what they can charge, what they have to sell, and now they're being told they have to give it away for free.
Grace Marie, we'll leave it there. Thanks, as always, for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
Grace Marie Turner is president of the Galen Institute. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.